Coming up at 3:30 this afternoon, the Lady Hawks of Gilman City going to take on the homeschooled at North Missouri Knights. That will be game one of four games today from Holiday Hoops at North Central Missouri College. If you want to get games in, it looks like the weather is going to be cooperative early week, not so much late week. So that's going to work out for the Lady Hawks. Over the last handful of games, as we're joined here by Coach Keely Waddle, Coach, the girls are playing pretty well. Did you get a victory Friday night against East Harrison?
Yes, we did. We got a good victory, and the girls played very well. We worked the ball great. They moved around the court. It was just a great night.
What did you win by, about 20, 25 points somewhere in that area?
31.
Outstanding. You've won four in a row coming off that Trenton loss back on the second at Gallatin. You want to think that the girls are building momentum. Do you kind of feel like they're kind of getting that attitude of, you know, when we hit the floor, we're going to win?
Yes, I think they are, and I think they're starting to see what I've been seeing for all these years.
So Union Star, Pattonsburg, Winston, and then East Harrison is your winning streak going into that game this afternoon. Is there a game out of those four that I mentioned, Coach, where you feel like the girls really put things together? Would it have been Friday where the girls kind of peaked?
Actually, we played really well Friday, but I think it really clicked for them against the Winston team. That was just an exceptional game, and we were able to move the ball like we've been working on, and you could just see the things we've been practicing coming together.
It looks like, you know, and this is just me going off of the scores, it looks like the girls are really adjusting to, if the game's a little bit lower scoring, they kind of, you know, turn up the defensive screws a little bit, and if they have to score a little bit more, they have the capability of doing that. Am I right on that? Do they kind of have the ability to adjust to the way the game's being played?
Yes, they do, and I think like we talked about earlier in the year, I was looking for a couple more girls to step up and really put points on the board, and that's happening now. I'm having two to three girls in double digits.
Who's been the most consistent putting the ball in the hoop for you, Coach? Has it been one or two girls, or has it been a pretty balanced effort?
It's been a pretty balanced effort, but as of right now, it's been Ava, Erica, and Lena.
That's, yeah, you know, it's so often in class one, you go into it and say, okay, that's their number one scorer. They might have a number two or a number three scorer. It's a really good problem to have when you got four or five that can score in double figures on any given night, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It feels great.
We're recording this at 12:30. You're going to be playing here in a matter of hours. In fact, by the time this airs, you're going to be playing real close to the time of this interview. How excited are the girls to play on a college floor today?
They are excited. They're looking forward to it. And we're kind of going into this game with very little knowledge of the other team, so we're all excited to see what today holds for us.
Yeah, so often, and this is the case early in the season, you tell the girls, we really don't know what the other team has. You know, there's not a huge scouting report, so make them adjust to us. You know, make us do what we do and then make them make the adjustments. What are the things that, if you're going well, Coach, what are the things that you feel like you do well that you want the Knights to adjust to today?
I think we really can, I mean, we play great defense. So I think we've been working on our offense the most, and our offenses have been clicking a lot more for the girls, and we're able to run through them more successfully. So we're hoping to do that a few times and make them have to adjust.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about this on the boys' side. So often you get a game, you know, after you play in a holiday event like today, and you know, you get all the excitement of playing on a college floor, and you got a game stuck there tomorrow, and you think, boy, I hope the girls don't overlook that one. The fact that it's maybe your biggest rival in Tri-County coming to your place tomorrow, Coach, I think the girls will be ready for that turnaround, don't you think?
I think so, too. That's what we've been practicing for all week, for sure.
What does Tri-County have? What caught your attention as you kind of scout the Lady Mustangs?
They have a few girls returning from last year that we know how they move and we know what to expect, so we're just going to work on shutting down those couple girls and make the other girls show us what they have.
Now, Gilman City is going to be in action at the Ketchum Community Center this afternoon. They come in on the right side of 500, had a 1-3 start. Now with these victories, five wins against three losses, game against the North Missouri Knights today, Tri-County at Gilman tomorrow night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you again in the new year.
All right, thank you.